All right, talk me off the ledge. I am less optimistic today than I was yesterday before I read your piece. I don't mean to blame you for that. I thought it was a great read. So walk me through where you think we are today.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be a challenge, and primarily because, as you pointed out, the NCAA has really looked at this four times. They denied Tez's initial waiver request back in June. Carolina appealed to the Committee of Legislative Relief. They denied the appeal. And then because the NCAA doesn't like to adhere to their standard protocols, which we know from 13 years back,
right?
Walker and UNC were able to go back and say, hey, we've got some new information we'd like to submit. The NCAA allowed that. They did that twice. And both of those times, NCAA said, no, this is not acceptable. We're going to deny yet again. And so really what's going on tomorrow morning is that for the first time, Tez will be able to stand in front of the committee virtually so they can actually see his face and they can hear him tell his side of the story in hopes of kind of piecing things together. But I really think that the point that the NCAA highlighted multiple times in his case file is the chronology of events with regard to his transfer from Kent State to North Carolina, basically saying that if you look at the timeline, it doesn't really match with his claims of mental health.
Right.
And that's the challenge right now.
All right. Can UNC sell to the NCAA, and I'm sure they've tried, if we're going to get into the chronology of it, the chronology says that when Tez Walker decided to transfer to North Carolina, the rules were different than the rules he is playing under today. This would, I realize these two things are not the same, but people are blown away when I'd say that Barry Bonds never broke a Major League Baseball rule. Any steroid use that he would stand accused of was before there was a rule against steroids in baseball. So when Walker transferred from Kent State, we were operating under different rules.
Correct. And when he transferred, I mean, that was the communication with UNC was, hey, I understand this is going to be my second transfer. Are there means, is there an avenue for me to become eligible? And because of the documentation he had with mental health, I mean, he's got a doctor from Kent State saying, hey, you know, he's dealt with this. They thought that was an option. And then they also thought the fact that, you know, North Carolina Central did not play football in 2020-21, that was another option. And then, to your point, when he actually enrolls and they change the guidelines 2 days later, well, there's your third point. And so that's what Carolina and Tez Walker's group is going to try to push tomorrow. Like, look, mental health is number one. That's the most important thing. But we also have these two other technical details that are critical to this conversation.
Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. You mentioned NC Central. And in reading your piece, it also seems to me that the NCAA has gone back to his, year at Central, where he was there and they canceled the season in 2020. And there was some notion that they were going to try and play in the spring. They did not have a spring season. I guess he felt that he wasn't sure they would even play in the fall. So we bolted for Kent State. And the NCAA is still considering that as an athletic situation, that they said it was not a unique situation. So they're giving him no credit for that either.
Correct. And when you, I think there's an issue to be made with the claim that it's not a unique situation, because to hold North Carolina Central to the same standard of, say, in Alabama, I mean, everybody knows that North Carolina Central does not have the funds or the means to compete with Georgia and Bama and those types of teams. So there was a real risk that, hey, maybe they're not going to be able to do what they want to do in the fall. I really think kind of the key component of this is if you look at it from a 30,000-foot perspective, he went to Central in part because he knew he was going to be able to stay close to home. So when it came to a point where he was trying to decide, hey, do I transfer? What's going to go here? He really had to take that into consideration. And he laid that out in his appeal letter that he sent to the NCAA back in the spring of, you know, this is a difficult situation because I didn't really want to leave being so close to home, but I really felt like I had no choice. And so that's another part of it. It kind of goes in hand with his idea of coming back to see grandmother and all those kind of things. Let me say this, Adam. The issue that stands out most to me, mm-hmm. beyond the fact that the rules were changed after he enrolled, is that if you look at the documentation that the NCAA provides in terms of what mental health, this is the new rules. It is a very detailed list. You've got to have confirmation from a doctor at the previous school. You have to have a medical plan in place. You have to hit all these benchmarks. Well, Tez did that. And so you get to this point of, okay, he's met all the requirements. So why is the NCAA making a decision on mental health when that should be left to medical professionals? And I think that's one thing that you talk about. You know, could this go to court? I don't know that, but that would seem to be a dicey area for the NCAA to have to defend.
Well, court in and of itself is a dicey area for the NCAA, Greg. And that's where I was going to go next. Because if Carolina, I don't want to put it in that context because I don't think it matters. And I've been saying for weeks that it's not my concern that North Carolina would be, you know, without the services of a talented, their best, maybe wide receiver. My concern is always about what's best for the player. And if I'm Tez Walker, would it benefit me to simply get a lawyer and file for an injunction to allow him to play and take the NCAA to court, where basically the NCAA is the 1962 Mets in court? So wouldn't I be well served to take my chances there?
Well, it's a possibility. And I think one key distinction there, and I'm not a lawyer by any means, but with Walker transferring a second time, the way the guidelines are written is he would not be in position for that one-time transfer exception when he transferred to North Carolina, because that had already occurred when he transferred from Central to Kent State. Thereby, he was ineligible, and he knew he was ineligible once he transferred to Carolina. And so the next step there, of course, was applying for a transfer waiver.
Right.
So he's been ineligible this entire time. So just in terms of an injunction, typically injunctions maintain status quo. And the status quo here is that he's ineligible. So I assume there's a way maybe around that. But that's certainly, you know, something to consider once they get through the appeal process, because that's the whole thing Carolina's dealt with, you know, since 2010, is get through the whole process, and then if you don't like the result, at that point you can start looking at legal options.
Yeah, well, it's obvious that Tez Walker would need a better attorney than me. We'll just... Because I obviously couldn't win his case. But logically speaking, because the rules changed, and at the time that he transferred here, I think it would be pretty clear that he would likely have been granted eligibility. But I guess maybe not, and it all depends on which way the wind blows when it comes to the NCAA. Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. It is a great piece. I read it last night. I retweeted it out, and I appreciate your time, sir, especially on short notice. I wish him the best of luck, because I think he deserves the right to play, and I hope the NCAA acquiesces in this matter. But thanks for your coverage, man.
Yep, thanks, Adam.
You got it, Greg Barnes from Inside Carolina. It is a great read. It's unfortunate. But if you read it, it's hard to read it without feeling more pessimistic than you were beforehand. Because I'm like, why is this a formality? And it's not just the way the NCAA has ruled and why the NCAA has ruled the way they have. It's the fact that they have ruled so many times in that manner. And what we're hoping for is that the physical presence, even over a Zoom call, which will take place tomorrow, of Tez Walker will be finally the item that tips the scales in the favor of North Carolina. And again, not in favor of North Carolina as much as in the favor of Tez Walker. I mean, I wouldn't if I were the NCAA, I would not consider the first transfer from Central to Kent State. I just wouldn't. He never played for Central, and he left because he didn't think they were going to play. There was no reason to think that in the fall of 21 that they were going to play. And let me just point this out. What was hockey like? If you went to Carolina Hurricanes games at the beginning of the 21-22 season, what was that like? Or 2021 season, what was that like?
Limited capacity.
Very limited capacity, right? I mean, the season didn't start until after the first of the year. It didn't start till January, right? In 21.
Detroit Red Wings in February felt like opening night back in October.
Right. So we had, it was friends and family, like 100 people inside PNC Arena when the 21 season dropped the puck. So why would you think that Central, that doesn't have media money coming in from a national network, why would you think that they would be able to play if they couldn't have fans? So when this decision is made by him after spring ball, because he went through spring football with Central, which is practice, no big deal. You can go practice. So when he went through spring ball and he still was not sure that the MEAC was going to play, I'd go too. Not that you were getting some, tons of media money at Kent State, but there, at least I think the MAC was relatively sure they were going to be on the football field. So this is, I think the rules changed, and I think he's justified in that transfer. See how it all plays out.